In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is expected to sign a new gun law that would give nearly anyone over the age of 21 the right to carry a handgun without a permit. Here's Abbott speaking to WBAP News.
And we should have constitutional carry in Texas. And you know, listen, for your audience, this is something that 20 other states already have adopted. And it's time for Texas to adopt it, too.
Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh joins us now. And Dominic, what are some of the restrictions that would fall away when this law is signed?
Right. So just to repeat what you said in the intro, this is about the ability to carry a handgun in public, not the ability to purchase a handgun. That being said, under current state law, the requirements to carry a handgun, somewhat similar to what it takes to get a driver's license, right? Training, pass a written exam, an actual shooting exam. If the governor signs this legislation, Texans who legally own handguns would be able to carry those weapons in public without a permit or the training, testing, and background check that a permit requires.
Here's Texas State Senator Matt Schaefer. He's a Republican and one of the bill's authors.
This bill should be called Common Sense Carry, because this bill is about common law-abiding citizens being able to carry commonly owned handguns in common public places for the common reason of personal and family protection.
So that was the Republican sponsor. We're going to speak to a Democratic lawmaker in just a moment who disagrees. But there's also opposition among law enforcement. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the new law would return the state to the days of the Wild West and will increase the odds of deadly confrontation with police. Do you think other cops are saying the same thing?
Yeah, most law enforcement unions and departments opposed this legislation, which is unusual for a GOP-backed measure, right? You know, back the blue has been a real rallying cry for the Republican Party over the past year. But on the issue of permitless carry, Republicans tend to politely disagree with law enforcement concerns that this will increase violence, make police officers' jobs more dangerous. And a lot of them will actually argue that the new law would make it easier for people to defend themselves when law enforcement takes too long to respond. There actually was a compromise. An early version of this bill would have prohibited police officers from questioning someone at all solely because they have a handgun. After a compromise, that provision was taken out, so officers now can question someone solely because they have a handgun. That appeased some law enforcement groups, but overall, police tend to oppose permitless carry.
And just a short while left here, what other restrictions would remain for handgun owners?
So like you said, you still have to be 21 to buy or carry a handgun. But again, this is about carrying, not purchasing, so you don't need a background check to purchase a handgun from certain private sellers. And, you're supposed to be prohibited from carrying a handgun if you've committed a violent crime. The question is, how does law enforcement know who is and isn't allowed if there is no background check involved in the process and you no longer need a permit that would require a background check?
All right. Texas Public Radio reporter Dominic Anthony Walsh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
And this bill passed in the first legislative session since the 2019 El Paso shooting, when a gunman killed 23 people in a Walmart. On Sunday, State Representative Joe Moody, a Democrat who represents northern El Paso County, described on the floor of the legislature how he waited in a room with Governor Abbott and the victims' families for news on who'd been killed.
That's the room I sat in on that day. None of you shared that experience. Not Mr. Schaefer, not anyone else in here. You know what else I shared? What room I shared? The room days after that where I was promised that we would take gun safety seriously in this state.
Representative Moody joins us now. Welcome to you. It's nice to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.
And Governor Abbott is likely to sign this bill very soon. What will the impact be in Texas when he does?
We're ultimately going to be less safe. And, you know, the proponents of the bill will tell you that, well, it says that you can't possess one if you're prohibited by law, but there's no enforcement mechanism. There's nothing here in this bill that allows us to find any way to prohibit you from holding those firearms. And unfortunately, it's going to lead to other communities across Texas going through tragedies like we experienced in El Paso.
We heard that tape a moment ago. What kind of promises did you hear after the shooting in El Paso, and who made them?
Well, I mean, it made across the board. Let's get in the room. Let's work through this issue. and I had worked on gun safety prior to this, but for the first time, I felt like there was a consensus in the room to talk about background checks, to talk about making sure that if you lie on a background check, we can prosecute you, figuring out ways to promote safe storage of weapons. These are all things that people agree on, Republicans and Democrats and independents. But when we got into the thick of legislative session, you know, there was no room for nuance. There was no room for a policy discussion because absolutism is the only thing that prevails in this political environment.
None of those promises that you heard were fulfilled?
At the end of the day, in this session, we will pass one gun safety measure that says if you lie on your background check, the state can prosecute you. Previously, that was only available to be prosecuted at the federal level, and the federal government was not prosecuting it. And so now, at least prosecutors at the state level will have the opportunity to seek out those charges. But in an environment where you don't have to have a permit to carry, the opportunities to really capture people lying on a background check are going to become fewer and further between. It's important that we passed it, but it's not enough.
The permitless carry bill. How is news of that passing resonating in your district right now in a week when we've seen another mass shooting in the United States? Of course, this one in San Jose, California.
The trauma that we suffered in 2019 is one that we haven't had an opportunity to fully heal from. We were thrust into some of the worst impacts of the pandemic not long after that. And now, you know, certainly as a border community, we continue to be targeted and used as a political football, even to this day. And so news of this bill on top of all of those things is traumatic. It's traumatic. That's the only way that I can put it.
Help me understand how it passed in the first place, because there's a recent University of Texas and Texas Tribune poll that found that 60% of Texans surveyed oppose permitless carry. So if that's true, how do you think it got through?
I think if you talk to common sense folks like me, I'm like most Texans, I'm a gun owner. But I believe in safety. I believe in safe storage. I believe in training. I believe in background checks. I believe that it's bizarre to carry an assault rifle on your back. That's what most Texans believe. But those are not the people that vote in political primaries. And that's why a poll can read that way, but the politics of it and get pushed in another direction.
Of course, you know Texas well, and you know that there will be people in your state and probably in your district who say that if this law were in place before the El Paso shooting, that it might not have been as bad because more people with guns could have stopped the shooter sooner. What do you say to something like that?
Well, and I'd say even more on point, 3 weeks after the El Paso shooting, there was a mass shooting in the Midland, Odessa area where someone tried to buy a weapon, was turned away, and then went to a private sale and got one and went on a rampage. And so that's the environment. They're not even going to stop at the first store in this environment, you know, in this new environment. And so when you find out that someone was not allowed to carry a handgun, the first time you're going to find out is when you're also counting bodies.
There's going to also be people who point to what happened this week in San Jose and say, well, more restrictions on guns in that state didn't stop that shooting from happening.
That approach to the law is disconnected from how we do anything. We have an entire code of penal laws and criminal laws that people break all the time. It doesn't mean we eliminate all of our criminal laws. I think that's the all or nothing approach that we need to start rejecting. There is a way to accomplish safety and protect people's rights, but also say that those rights come with responsibilities.
Texas State Representative Joe Moody, a Democrat, represents Northern El Paso County. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.